Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears. I'm really excited to talk with my good friend Janelle Woodleaf today. Now, Janelle, you have been on the podcast a couple other times. You're my second most popular guest. I love it. Yay! Now, Janelle is a transformational body worker and a self-care advocate, and I'm excited for the topic we're talking about today because it's based on the five love languages, which is that book by Gary Chapman, and which you take a quiz first when you get this, you know, and it determines how you give and receive love. Now, that's love in a partnership. So I love what you have done to kind of translate this into self-love. So how did this come about?
Well, I talk a lot with my clients about the importance of self-care, right? But that because the way that it's been promoted in media and just kind of general culture, it becomes almost meaningless, like that concept of self-care. So as Valentine's Day was coming up and I was thinking about that Valentine's Day is really just a celebration of love, right? But as someone who, one, is not in a partner relationship, and two, being a self-care advocate and believing that self-care is simply the act of self-love. And I love Gary Chapman's work. I mean, I feel like it has been really transformational in so many ways. And so I started thinking about how to talk about Valentine's Day in a way that felt applicable to me and my clients and create a new language around self-love as an action, right? Self-love, we can say that we love ourselves, but just as though I can say I love you, if I'm not actually acting in love, then love means nothing. Love is actually a verb. It's not just a noun. Love is the act of expressing how we care for each other. And I've been on an immense self-care journey, and we've had conversations about that. But re-examining it from the language of what is love? What are the acts of love? How do I receive love from others? How do I give love to others? And the five love languages as a concept that Gary Chapman put out is that there are universal languages. Now, we all give and receive love in these five ways. Some are more primary than others, but they are all ways that we all give and receive love. So how can we look at the way that we care for ourselves in the same ways? And part of it is just curiosity, right? That's what Gary Chapman does with the quiz. He says, let's look at the framework around receiving and giving love from a place of curiosity, right? Let's look at the nuances of expressing love and have a stronger language around it. So as I'm thinking about how I want to talk about love around the holiday of Valentine's Day, it just struck me that making the conversation around self-love and self-care needs to be tangible. It needs to be actionable because that's what love is. Love is action. And remembering that everyone gives and receives love in different ways, how can we like break down this concept of the languages, the five love languages that Gary Chapman has put so beautifully out into the world? How can we apply that to action in our own lives?
Yeah. And I know the first time that I took the quiz, it was eye-opening to me because I, you know, it's been maybe a decade now since I first took it, but just recognizing, oh, no wonder these things don't really matter to me. And these other things matter to me and make me feel loved. And it's, yes. he breaks it down and it's so simple.
Yes.
Yes.
Simple and actionable and tangible. You can take bits and pieces like, oh, I know that I love to receive gifts. So how do I put myself in a place where the other people around me know that I love to receive gifts?
Also learning about what your partner likes,
yes,
and how they see love and then doing those things, because we could be doing all the things could be, we usually are doing all the things that we, how we want to receive love. But if that's not how they're receiving it, it's not showing up for them and they could feel unloved. So
it is a really important distinction because the ways that we give love and the ways that we receive love may not be the same.
Yes.
And we may be, you're right, acting out of our own language for how we want to receive love. But if I'm giving you gifts and gifts aren't important to you, then you're not actually going to feel love if I'm not giving you quality time, which is how you need to feel love received. So it's, yeah, it's just brilliant. I love the concept.
It is brilliant. So we are here today to talk about tangible things that we can do. So step number one, I think, is to take the quiz.
So I do believe that because we receive love and give love in different ways, I also believe that it may be different in the context of self-love.
Okay.
And so I'm kind of reimagining the conversation around the love languages from a perspective of how do I give and receive my self-love? And so definitely check out Gary Chapman, and he has a wonderful book and his website is a wealth of resources. That being said, I am starting a new conversation of how to apply that to self-love because I do believe it is a little different.
It's a little different. Okay. I do think the quiz is a good place to start though. So, yes. And I will put the link to the quiz in the show notes. Yes. And so it's broken down into 5 love languages. What are those love languages?
Yes. The love languages are physical touch, acts of service, quality time, words of affirmation, and gifts.
And gifts. Okay. Okay. So do you want to just take these one by one and kind of break it down on how we can implement the self-love care?
Yes. I had so much fun creating reels around this content and realizing that I do these things naturally in my own self-care, but like, how does it actually fit into those different languages? It was super fun and fascinating. So yeah, let's just jump in. Do you want to pick which one we go through first?
I think we should go because my number one is quality time. Yes. So let's start with quality time.
Yes. I love that one. I would say that quality time is one of the biggest ways that I show my self-love. And in a world where we get so distracted by things, other people, activities we need to do, simply taking the time to spend alone time, particularly when it's not being distracted by TV, other people, noises, simply carving out time in our schedule to be with ourselves. And as a busy mom, I know that can take a lot of commitment for people. And it can feel kind of uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
Like we're not encouraged to take time to be with ourselves. It's actually, there's a message around that selfish, that we should be giving our time to everyone else.
Yeah.
And so simply sitting with ourselves can actually feel kind of uncomfortable at first. And so being able to recognize where the discomfort is, for you, is it difficult to quiet your mind? Is it difficult to step away from the other people who need you and may guilt you for spending time by yourself? How do you create a physical space, time in your schedule? All of those things may be difficult and uncomfortable, but they are really necessary. I feel like, and I think we've talked about this before, one of my biggest pieces of self-care has been to spend time alone and to spend time not being distracted by the world. So I sit in quiet. I sit in not doing and feeling like I need to accomplish something. So quality time is a really important one from the context of spending time alone. And what does that look like for you, right? That may not look the same for, it's not going to look the same for every person. But I do believe that the basic concept of spending time with yourself that's not distracted by the rest of the world. And so what are those distractions for you? Are they TV? Like, is that actually spending time with yourself? So that is a piece that people will really have to sit with for themselves. But I think it's a really important part of showing yourself love.
Yes. And it can look different ways. I know for me, one of my all-time favorite things to do is to go to the spa by myself for a week. So I have my weekly and daily things that I do, spending time with myself, but then I plan a vacation just with me, just by myself each year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that so much. And it can also change, you know, in different seasons. Some seasons you may need to go out and have a vacation with yourself. Other seasons, it may just mean absolutely tuning out the rest of the world. Maybe vacations are not feasible for you in this phase, but that doesn't mean that the quality time can't still exist. And so constantly asking yourself, how can I spend time with myself in this season?
Yeah. Yeah. I do know there were a couple years during COVID where I could not make it to the spa for my annual vacation. And so I did a stay at home spa week. So, you know, exercise in the morning, I had a massage therapist come to the house, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it was still wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So you don't need to go somewhere, you know, I mean, even staying in bed with a good book.
Yes.
Like a luxury.
Yes. And knowing like you're clear in what you need. You know that you need that time at the spa, but you also know that it's more important to focus on the deeper meaning of it, right? Like going to the spa is a wonderful thing, but the deeper meaning that you're getting out of that is nourishing your body and your soul. And so you realized that, okay, it's COVID, I can't go to the spa, but the true meaning of that absolutely exists no matter where I am in this world, in this life, whether I'm in a pandemic, and I can recreate that for this season.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good. I like how you did that. I like how you reframed that. anything else you want to mention about quality time before we move on?
I would say, the importance of scheduling it in. So if you're a person who likes to put a planner together every week or every month, actually finding the space for when you're going to do things.
So I think putting putting it on your calendar.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Just as you would, I'm going to have dinner with a friend, or my spouse and I are going to go out to dinner. Just as you would do anything else, recognizing that your relationship with yourself is just as important and requires the same cultivation as your relationships with other people.
Yes, that's so good. So how about physical touch? So, ooh, which is your one. Right up your alley.
Yeah, you know, it's touch is powerful. We know this. You know this from knowing the importance of massage. Physical touch is really important. Humans need to experience the touch of other humans. However, we also need to experience our own touch. And we do this in natural ways, right? Like we bump our shin on a table and we naturally go down to rub it, right? We apply lotion or oil to our bodies, but how can we slow down and make it more intentional? How can we take a little bit longer to put our lotion on, recognizing that the touch receptors in our own body, it does apply to ourselves, even though it's not the same as receiving touch from someone else. But self-massage is a really critical piece of receiving touch in the world. And it shouldn't be overlooked. And it also doesn't have to be hugely time intensive. It's one of my love languages to myself of making sure that one of my pieces of self-care every single day is, I call it self-body work, but it's really self-massage. How am I taking care of connecting with my body through touch, but also addressing any aches and pains that I have? And there are all sorts of ways to do that. And I'll share those with people through the course as well. But it's really just as simple as taking time to slow down and create more intention and focus on celebrating the touch of our own body.
Yeah. And, you know, I imagine that masturbation goes in this too.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it absolutely does. That is a really important part of our relationship with our physical body on a wholly different spiritual level. And I think that when we talk about self-touch, that's sort of naturally the direction our brains want to go in, because, you know, we talk about that as important, like, well, maybe not widely culturally, but it is more than just erotic touch. It is also the daily act of touching ourselves, our entire body. Washing your hands, slowing down to like actually feel the touch that you're receiving from your body. It's not just removing pathogens and, you know, all of that stuff and preventing COVID and all the things that are important, but it is also we're touching ourselves, and that is important.
I've never thought of it like that. You know, one of my favorite things that makes me feel abundant are really nice hand soaps.
Yes.
You know, I just loved it. You know, a nice smelling, organic, lovely hand soap. And and it's funny, you don't have to sing the alphabet song when you have a nice hand soap. You don't want to stop washing your hands because it smells so good and it feels so good. Yeah. And I've never thought of that simple act as self-love. That's wonderful.
Well, and you're also engaging in the elements, right? Washing your hands, like you are engaging with water, which is an important part of the earth that nurtures us. And so there's also, I love that piece of it as well.
Yes. And the smell, the aromatherapy of the soap or whatever you're using. Yeah, that's so good. Okay. On to my least, nobody cares about this but me, but my least important one, which are words of affirmation. This is, I'm curious to see what you have to say about this, because typically words of affirmation come from others.
Yes. However, you're actually speaking words of either affirmation or disempowerment every single minute of every single day. We have an internal dialogue, whether we're conscious of it or not. We have words and phrases that repeat on loop in our brains. And I love neuroscience and the concepts around creating neural pathways in our brains. And I love focusing in on this piece with clients of let's identify what those thought patterns are. Our brain naturally gravitates to the same kind of set of phrases and what we could consider as mantras in our minds. They influence how we think about ourselves and how we talk about ourselves to others. So words of affirmation are more than just what we hear other people say, but what we hear in our own minds and our own hearts and how it influences the ways that we look at ourselves and the ways that we talk about ourselves. I think this is an incredibly powerful one. And perhaps after this conversation, you'll think about it in different ways and realize that actually you are conscious of your own words of affirmation, Renee. Like you really do this. You may not realize it, but once you're more conscious of it, you'll realize that, oh, I actually do say really powerful things to and about myself.
And that's a really good point, because maybe they're not important to me because I'm already saying them to myself.
Yes.
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 Mm-hmm.
And so getting conscious of what are those phrases that we're repeating to ourselves is actually quite monumental in and of itself. Starting to tune in and be conscious of when you say hateful things to yourself, when you self-degrade. Like, we all do those, even those of us who are conscious of what we say to ourselves. There's always more to dig through and to release and all of that. But this, the first step is getting conscious of what you are saying to yourself and then saying, okay, well, actually, I don't like that I tell myself that, or that when this particular thing happens, the thought loop in my mind is, you're not safe, you're not worthy. Like, where are we going from when that thought first arises? What's the loop? What's the pattern that it then takes? And so simply noticing the things that you already say to yourself is incredibly important. But then deciding how you may want to change that. And neuroscience, I mean, it's so cool. And when you look at the theories around neuropathways, and creating those thought loops, they actually create grooves in the brain that make it easier for those thought patterns to repeat. But we can change that. We literally have the power to create new pathways in our brains. So some simple ways of doing that are getting clear on what are the things you want to say to yourself and write them down. Put them on post-it notes, repeat them to yourself. The power of mantras is incredible. But I would take it a step further actually, and look at what information are we consuming in the world that influences the way that we talk to ourselves. And so getting really clear on what news sources do I listen to? What TV sources do I listen to? Who are the people I surround myself with, and what are they talking about? So getting clear on the language that is coming into your brain and how we process that information and how it influences then our own self-talk. And so making sure that we're listening to positive and empowering things, your podcast, audiobooks, actual books, just what are the words coming into our brains?
And just like quality time, when we talked about that, where sometimes it's not socially acceptable, or at least we feel that way. Clearly it is, but sometimes we can feel that way and it can be uncomfortable. I'm going to say the same thing about our words. Surround yourself with people where you can say good things about yourself and they acknowledge it. Yes.
Yes. And they celebrate it.
Yes.
And when you express a win that you have, how do they receive it?
Yes.
Do they receive it as self-judgment, or do they say, that is amazing, and celebrate you? Yeah, you need to be surrounded by people who encourage that self-talk out of you.
Yes. One of the things that helped me switch from years ago from being resentful or jealous that other people were getting things that I did not yet have was just, once again, to shift my thinking to, you know, if the people around me are getting these things, that means that they're vibing and the thing is so much closer to me, because we are in the same energy as the people that we hang out with. So if it's right there and my friend got it, that means it's coming to me. So that's an easy way for me to be excited when somebody else accomplishes something or gets something that I want.
Yes, yeah. It's so really beautiful.
All right. Gifts.
Ooh. Okay. This is super fun because it required me to think very creatively. How do we give ourselves a gift, right? It's really easy for me to think about tangibly. I'm going to give you a gift. But I actually give myself gifts all the time. One of them is I sign up for a subscription service.
Wonderful. What a great idea.
So it's something I pay in advance for. And all of a sudden, like a gift shows up at my door, right? Like it's something that I did get myself, but it also arrives in the same way that a gift from someone else like would arrive.
I love it.
I surround myself with people who give me gifts. Like that is an act of self-gift, like in and of itself, right? I make sure to cultivate really powerful and meaningful connections with the people around me. And that comes back to me in all sorts of ways that are unexpected. And I think it's an important piece of the puzzle. I will do things like make breakfast the night before. So I know that one of the ways to my heart is through food.
You're not the only one. Yes.
And there are all sorts of ways that we can give ourselves gifts of food. So I'll make overnight oats. And so then when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, thank you last night, Chanel.
That's great.
And so like being playful and curious, and how can I make myself feel special tomorrow? Because I know I'm going to appreciate it when it happens.
Yeah, that's great. So one of my favorite things is fresh fruit for breakfast. So I plan ahead. Oh my goodness. You know, I got plenty of milk, plenty of the other stuff, but I don't have my fresh fruit for breakfast. I'm going out to make sure the next morning that yes. I have it. Yes.
So that's a gift to yourself.
Mm, I love it. It's
so
great.
I think then taking a moment to receive gratitude or express gratitude. Like I actually like say the phrase to myself, what? Thank you yesterday, Janelle.
That's super cute. Just like we would appreciate somebody else giving us gifts. Yes. We appreciate ourselves showing up. I'm going to say also, I know this is a kind of a silly thing, but toilet paper. I never run out of toilet paper. I make sure yes. that.
that it's not insignificant.
It is not insignificant.
Sure to change the role so that next time I come into the bathroom, I'm prepared.
Yes. Oh, that's funny. I do really love the idea though of subscriptions, and there's so many ways. I have to say this is really interesting because during Christmas time, I got a couple people like flower of the month club type thing. Yeah. And I was like, this is so cool. I should do it for myself. I did not do it for myself, but after we're done here, I'm going to sign up for myself.
Yay.
And even a subscription. I love the New York Times on Sunday morning. So just a subscription like that too. Brilliant.
Yeah, it is. You are showing yourself love in those moments and in those decisions of planning ahead. And it doesn't even have to be anything huge. Like maybe you're in a place in your life where you can't feasibly do certain higher end subscriptions. But say you really like stickers. There's a sticker club that you can join. For $15 a month, they send you stickers every month.
That's so fun.
And so it doesn't have to be huge, but what if you talk to a friend and you say, hey, I really want to receive gifts. What if we did this together? I send you a gift and you send me a gift, right? Like you're planning ahead for recognizing that you receive love through gifts. How can you make it happen?
Yes. So not so much. Everything you're talking about is the intention of giving ourselves love, the intention of loving ourselves, which then takes some action, you know?
Yeah.
Like we were talking before, love is a verb.
Yes. I spent some time with a friend this weekend and she let me know that you can send yourself text messages.
I did not know this.
I didn't either. And so I pulled up my phone and I sent myself a message that says, hi, you are so beautiful.
Wonderful.
And then it popped up as a new message. And I was like, oh my goodness.
Well, and I imagine you could do the same thing. I know you can do the same thing with emails. Send yourself an email and put it on the scheduler, you know, like have your, put it on the scheduler to send it out on Tuesdays or Thursdays or whatever. That's brilliant.
Plus, that's also words of affirmation.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, the last one then is acts of service.
I love this one so much. It's one of my primary languages. And I have come to think about acts of service as setting myself up for success. And so I'll give a few examples of how I set myself up for success, really little things. One of them is how I reset my bedroom before I leave my room for the day. I reset my bedroom by making my bed, putting my book and my journal on my bed, deciding whatever self-care thing I want to do that night. Maybe it's using my silicone cups for self-cupping. I'll put one on my bed because I know that my evening routine is really important to me, but that also I can feel really exhausted by the end of the day. And so I know that I need a plan for that. And so taking even just 5 minutes to perform an act that I know will be in service to me later. Mm-hmm. So then when I come into my room at night, I feel the love emanating from morning Janelle, because she knew that I would need a beautiful made bed. It's not fancy, but it's a beautiful bed that I will want to get into, that she knew that I would want this book right here. So again, it's about intention of knowing that, yes, the most important and the only thing that really exists is this moment right now. However, knowing that how I spend this moment is also a celebration of me. And when I need it most, I have this beautiful, inviting space to come into because I've taken 5 minutes of what could be considered a chore to set myself up for a beautiful bedtime ritual.
It's so nice. It makes, you know, I have a sleep ritual where I do some affirmations and that sort of thing. But I love not only you planning for the evening, but even going the extra step to make it special, like putting flowers next to the bed. And one of the things that they do at the spa that I love is they give you a different essential oil each evening, and it's on your bed when you come back from eating dinner, but having your diffuser and an essential oil there that, or a fancy lotion, that sort of thing.
Yes. Making sure that your diffuser is filled with water. And your oil is already in.
Yes.
And so then, you know, all you have to do is
push the button. Yeah.
And even planning ahead for, oh, I know at dinner time, I'm going to go press the button.
Right. Yeah.
So then when you actually come in for bed, it's already going, you're already embracing the aromas and that healing power of smell. So, you know, once you start thinking about love as an action and self-love as an action, you're going to get creative and find the things that are meaningful for you.
Yes.
It's fun.
It is fun. And it really makes you think about how can I easily support myself? Like we're not talking about anything big here. We're talking about putting water in a diffuser and putting our journal on the bed, you know? So, but those types of things just make you feel so special and loved.
Yes.
Yes. I love how you say that self-care is just self-love in action. It's just brilliant.
Thank you. Because it makes it not just be about going to the spa, getting a massage, which are very wonderful and important acts of love for ourselves, but it is more the intention. It is the taking a moment to say, I'm going to spend 5 extra seconds washing my hands because I'm connecting with my body. I'm going to spend 5 minutes, and you know, really it doesn't even take me that long because now it's, I don't think about it, right? Once a habit becomes set, it doesn't take me 5 minutes, but maybe in the beginning, it took me 5 minutes to think about the intention being, I want myself to feel loved later. How can I make myself feel loved?
Yes.
And it's simple things, right? So you already have a lotion. It doesn't even have to be anything fancy. It can be oil from the kitchen. It does not matter. It's the intention of caring for your body and taking a few extra moments to express that love to yourself.
Yeah. This is all such great stuff. And I know we've just talked a few minutes about it, but you do have a masterclass coming
yes.
up. Oh, that's super cool. And you have generously offered the Abundology podcast listeners 50% yes. off this lovely masterclass on self-care and self-love. I will put a link in the show notes where people can sign up for that. And also, I don't want to forget people to forget that you have a healing practice in Portland too, and you help guide people through deep transformation with body work and, yeah. you know, and a guided journey to putting self-love into action. So yeah, we can't forget about the one of the main things that you do is use your magic hands to yes. really help heal people deeply.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. I would say the most amazing thing that I've ever created, aside from my children, and it's the most perfect representation of how I love the world.
Oh, wow.
So I work with clients, weekly sessions for 12 weeks, and it does include body work. I have a hands-on body work approach to healing the body and restoring the relationship that we have with our bodies. And then also all the healing that comes up around that and around adopting a self-care practice and putting self-love into action. Most of us need that guided journey. And I offer a guided journey with my clients, and it's beautiful and it's life-changing, and it's the way that I heal the world.
Oh, and I've heard nothing but fantastic things about it. So you're doing something right.
Many things, I would say.
Many things. You're doing many things right. Well, I will put
Thank
a link
for
to
celebrating me.
Yes. Words of affirmation back at you.
Yes.
I will put a link to the masterclass to sign up. Also Janelle's website in the show notes. Also, the past two podcasts that we've done, which have been wonderful too, if you guys want to go back and listen to those. I really appreciate you being here today, Janelle. This is just this lovely, wonderful, useful, simple information.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. And I really enjoyed our conversation.
Yeah, I did too. You know how much I just love you. So,
well, the feeling is very mutual.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we will talk to you again next time.